You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY, Portland at 91.1, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Well, hello, my soldiers in the Army of Love. We are marching our way to respected Ladyland. Follow me to the land of the free.
Children, don't get weary. Don't you get weary till your work is done. Children, don't get weary. No, no. Don't get weary till your work is done. You know he died for you and me. Yes, he died upon the tree. And he was not weary till the work was done. Walk and on, you get weary. Walk and on. Walk and on, get weary till your work is done. Sing and on, get weary. Sing and on. Sing and on, get weary till your work is done. Children, don't get weary.
Bessie Griffin with the Gospel Pearls. Welcome to respected Ladyland, where we have an abundance of love, justice, and freedom. Most of all, though, we have a reverence for the endeavors of the pioneering women of the golden age of the record industry. I'm DJ Action Slacks, your friendly neighborhood music nerd. I have spent many a minute telling people about my favorite musicians till their eyes glazed over and they remember they need to suddenly leave for an appointment. And that's why I got into radio, so I can talk to people about music and not see people lose interest in what I'm talking about. They call that the magic of radio. Isn't that the magic of radio? I think so. Sadly, though, people in my musical circles are mostly reluctant to listen to me talk about women in the golden age of gospel Yet, women of mid-century gospel music were oftentimes in command, at the helm, even steering the ship of the genre. And I must say, in my opinion, it's a great travesty that these legends within gospel music are little known to people who didn't grow up in the culture. Their influence carries far beyond gospel, and so on this episode, I want to focus on one of the mightiest gospel groups of all time. Based in Chicago, the Caravans. And we'll get into details after two quick message songs from the Caravans, with Albertina Walker on the lead vocal from the late 1960s. Just let these positive vibes wash over you.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all of the chains holding me. I wish I could say all of the things I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could give all of the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that still keep us apart. I wish I could do all of the things I can do. Though I'm way overdue, I'd be starting anew. I wish I could be like a bird in the sky. How sweet it would be if I could fly, if I could fly. I'd soar to the sun and look down at the sea. And then I'd say, because I know. And then I'd say, because I know. And then I'd say, because I know.
World.
case you're just tuning in, this episode of Respected Ladyland is focusing on the powerhouse gospel group, The Caravans, out of Chicago. Possibly the most famous gospel stars associated with The Caravans would be Albertina Walker, who's the leader of that group, and Shirley Caesar. But they were just two of many gospel superstars to emerge from that group. On the show, we'll hear from all of them, including Dolores Washington, Bessie Griffin, Cassietta George, Dorothy Norwood, Inez Andrews, and of course, Shirley and Albertina. You're just tuning in, this episode of Respected Ladyland is focusing on the powerhouse gospel group, The Caravans, out of Chicago. Possibly the most famous gospel stars associated with The Caravans would be Albertina Walker, who was the leader of that group, and Shirley Caesar. But they were just two of many gospel superstars to emerge from that group. On the show, we'll hear from all of them, including Dolores Washington, Bessie Griffin, Cassietta George, Dorothy Norwood, Inez Andrews, and of course, Shirley and Albertina. You're tuned in because you're listening to X-Ray FM. Originally from New Orleans, Bessie was a member of the Caravans in Chicago during 1954, and she later went on to develop the first gospel musical. It was called Portraits in Bronze. So we're going to listen to Bessie with the Caravans, followed by Bessie Griffin with her Gospel Pearls from 1960 from Portraits in Bronze.
I take them to the Savior. All of my burdens, I take them to the Savior. All of my burdens, take them to the Savior. Ain't that good news? Oh yes, that's new. Just heal me.
welcome to our friends for consolation, and at the same time we find them complaining too. But one thing about it, we can take our troubles to Jesus, and he's not gonna tell them to nobody. All we have to do is steal away into our secret closet and fall down on our knees and say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, whither shall I go? So when I'm falling, now Lord, put your arms around. Yes, when I'm falling, Lord, put your arms around me. When I'm falling, put your arms around me. Ain't that good news? Hey, yes, I declare that's new.
Griffin and the Gospel Pearls from 1960. Up next, a titan of gospel music, Shirley Caesar, made the earth shake. She began performing as a child, as Baby Shirley, on the gospel circuit in North and South Carolina. At age 19, she approached Albertino Walker in Chicago about joining the Caravans, one of the most famous vocal groups at the time. Miss Albertina took Shirley under her wing, mentoring her all the way to become one of the top-selling gospel artists of all time. Now that's the spirit we all should be embracing, I think. Don't hoard your knowledge. Help others reach their potential. We are all better off for it. That's the Respected Ladyland way. Oh, by the way, I'm DJ Action Slacks. This is my radio project. Next, we'll have two featuring the lead vocals of Shirley Caesar. One will be funky gospel from the early 1970s with her own group, and we will start it off right now with one of her signature Caravans records from 1962.
a story, and those that told to teach. Now every man must work out his own soul salvation. But when the children of God get together, they're sure gonna rock the nation. Tell you that God don't want her, and he don't want no
coward soldier.
He don't need no
coward soldier.
And the Caesar Singers from 1971, The Last Days, feels pretty accurate. Right about now, you're hanging out in respected Ladyland, and we're focused on the vocalists who emerged from the monumental gospel group, The Caravans.
I give my life to Jesus.
Our next featured vocalist is yet another legend, Inez Andrews, first with her signature Caravan solo, and then her 1969 solo single, I Hear Music. I think I do. Right now.
I said, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Martha, don't you moan.
Oh, Martha, don't you moan.
Listen, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell Martha not to moan.
Pharaoh's army
got drowned in the sea one day.
Drowned in the Red Sea.
Listen, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell your sister Martha not to moan. Tell them Pharaoh's army.
Pharaoh's army
got drowned in the sea one day.
Drowned in the Red Sea.
Listen, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you believe.
Tell your sister Martha not to moan. Everywhere I go, I hear music in the air. Everywhere I go, I hear music in the air. Everywhere I go, I hear music in the air. I really do believe, I really do believe there's a heaven somewhere. Yeah.
Inez Andrews with an adaptation of the gospel standard Up Above My Head, her version called I Hear Music from 1969. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and I'm so pleased you've chosen to hang out with me right here for at least a little while in respected Ladyland. Being supportive of women goes in and out of style, but no matter what's trending, I'm always sitting here waving my little pennant, cheering on the ladies. In case this is your first visit to respected Ladyland, welcome. Everyone's welcome here, as long as you have an open mind. Each episode dives into a different theme or subject having to do with the endeavors of women during the golden age of the record industry, with an emphasis on history. This week's episode might be up above all of our heads, because we're listening to the angelic voices of golden age gospel supergroup, The Caravans. You're listening to X-Ray FM. Now, I can think of no other group of any musical genre that launched the career of this many singing stars. Next up is Dorothy Norwood, 2023 inductee into the Women's Songwriters Hall of Fame. I first heard Dorothy through her solo 70s soul message record, There's Gotta Be Rain in Your Life. It's pretty addicting, actually, and you're gonna be hearing that record, but first, Dorothy featured in The Caravans in 1960.
Thank you. later into each life some rain must fall. Oh yeah. But behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. I want to take just a little time out to explain to you what I mean. You see, you don't know how good it is to get over if you've never been under. Oh no. You don't know how it feels to be up if you've never been down. You don't know how good it is to have peace of mind if you've never had to worry. You see, you just don't realize what it is to be happy if you've never been sad. Let me tell you why.
There's gotta be rain in your life to appreciate the sun.
Falling down. See, that's rain. When death come calling, oh Lord, that ain't nothing but rain. Listen, you don't know what it is to wear a smile
if you never wore a frown.
Oh yeah. Huh. Here's another thing. Listen, you don't know what it is.
Next, from 1966, amongst the other Caravan voices, you will hear the stunning soprano voice of Dolores Washington, followed by a 1969 Dolores Washington solo single.
Waiting in the water.
Yes, you're listening to X-Ray FM. We've got Cassietta George featured on a Caravans classic from 1964.
One of these mornings, it won't be very long, you will look for me, I'll be gone. Where I have nothing, nothing, nothing to do. walk around heaven all day. When I get to heaven, I'm gonna jump and shout. Nobody will be able to put me out. My mother will be waiting, and my father too. So we'll just join together and just walk around. Walk around heaven all day.
Indiana George with her 1968 solo message record. And that just about brings us to an end to this visit in respected Ladyland. I can't believe it. Hopefully you're able to find some solace in the lovely vocals of these gospel superstars. More so, though, I'd like you to take away a lesson from the example of the Caravans. And that is that when women are supportive of each other, we all win. Hey! Yeah, when Albertina Walker shared her spotlight with her group members, it didn't diminish her own light. It just supercharged it. Share your knowledge and support to help others thrive. Be a mentor. Pull other people in. Now, anytime you need a vacation from misogyny, I want you to visit respected Ladyland in the archives, linked up to the radio show section of my website, djactionslacks.com. And now, anchors away, baby, because we're going to sail right on out of this episode with Miss Albertina Walker, backed by the Caravans in 1972.
Troubled brothers as they travel.